Surah Yunus, verses 83-92.
The 11th juz of the Quran, commencing at ayah number 83. If you remember, in the previous passage, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned about Nuh alayhi salam, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned thereafter about Musa alayhi salam in Fir'aun. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala described the arrogance of Fir'aun and his nobles, the manner in which they accused Musa alayhi salam of being a sorcerer. And they said he is using his magic to achieve power and control in the land. So we continue with that. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Fama amana li Musa illa dhurriyatun min qawmihi ala khawfin min fir'auna wa mala'ihim an yaftinahum. Then when the miracle of the asa, the stick of Musa alayhi salam, was displayed, initially none save a few odd people declared their faith in Musa alayhi salam. Fama amana li Musa illa dhurriya. Few odd people declared faith in Musa alayhi salam, ala khawfin min fir'aun, and that too with fear that Fir'aun and his nobles would persecute them. If their faith became known and exposed, they would be persecuted. وَإِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And their fear was not unjustified, for indeed Fir'aun held supreme authority in the land. وَإِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. And the reality is that he was one who transgressed all bounds of justice, being oppressive and tyrannical at will. Therefore their fear was justified. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. And when he saw his people experiencing true fear of oppression, Musa alayhi salam said to them, يَا قَوْمْ, O my people, إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ. If you truly and really believe in Allah, then have no hesitation and reluctance. فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا. So in him alone put your trust, if you are indeed of those who offer submission to him. فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا. Put your trust alone in him. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. If you are of those who offer submission to him. فَقَالُوا. So they said, عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. In Allah we put our trust. And they then supplicated to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala saying, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Our Lord, do not subject us to trial and persecution at the hands of the oppressors. Let them not experiment with us and put us to trial because of our iman. For as long as we remain under their rule and authority. Next ayah 86, وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And then deliver us by your mercy from a people who reject the truth and disbelieve in it. Release us from their authority and rule. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ. And in response to their supplication, we revealed to Musa alayhi salam and his brother, أَخِيهِ Harun, we revealed to them, أَن تَبَوَّأَ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا. Establish for your people homes in Egypt. Live there as normal. Although you have now declared faith in Musa alayhi salam, continue to live in Egypt as normal. They should not abandon their dwellings out of fear. We will protect them. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً. And at the times of salah, turn them into places of worship, offering salah therein, because fear is a valid factor for avoiding congregational salah. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. And be constant in salah, so that through salah, Allah may relieve you sooner from your tribulation through the blessings of salah. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And give the good tidings to the believers that this trial will soon come to an end. Thereafter Musa alayhi salatu wasalam cursed Fir'aun and he said, وَقَالَ مُوسَى, ayah number 88, وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبَّنَا. And Musa alayhi salam supplicated to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saying, رَبَّنَا, O our Lord, we are aware that innaka ataita fir'auna wa mala'ahu zinatan wa amwalan fil hayatid dunya. We are aware that you have bestowed upon Fir'aun and his nobles glitter, glamour and wealth in the present life Why have you given them? رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّوا عَن سَبِيلِكَ, so that they lead people astray from your path. And since hidayah and guidance is not decreed for them, and the purpose for which glitter and riches has been granted to them has been achieved. So, O our Lord, رَبَّنَا طُمِسْ عَلَى أَمْوَالِهِمْ, O our Lord, obliterate their wealth. وَشْدُدْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ, and in order to seal their fate, harden their hearts even more. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا, so that they do not believe. حَتَّى يَرَوُوا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمُ, until they are faced with grievous punishment, having deserved it fully, and belief being of no benefit to them at that moment when they see the adab. So as Musa alayhi salam made the supplication and curse, Harun alayhi salam continued to say Ameen. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala replied, ayah 89, قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, the prayer of the two of you is granted. Musa alayhi salam was making dua, Harun alayhi salam was saying Ameen. Your prayer is granted, means that we are soon to destroy their lives and their wealth. فَاسْتَقِيمَا, so remain then both of you steadfast upon your obligation of conveying the truth, because even if hidayah is not decreed to them, there is benefit for you in preaching the truth. وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِّي سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, and do not follow the path of those who have no knowledge. No knowledge of what? About the truthfulness of our promise to destroy them. Or they have no knowledge about the wisdom in it being delayed, or they have no knowledge of the benefit of continuing to preach the truth, even though guidance is not decreed. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah number 90, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرِ. So when we decided to destroy Fir'aun, we instructed Musa alayhi salam to leave Egypt with the Israelites, and they came to the sea. Then we made for him a path in the sea, وَجَاوَزْنَا, and we brought the children of Israel across the sea. فَأَتْبَعَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ وَجُنُودُهُ, so Fir'aun and his troops pursued them in the path in the sea. Why did they pursue them? بَغْيًا وَعَدْوَى, with the intention of oppression and aggression. But they could not make it across to fulfill their intention. حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ, so when he was about to drown, and the angels of punishment became visible to him, he surrendered and explained. What did he say? آمَنْتُ, قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلَ. He said, I believe that there is no deity. He believed in Allah now. He said, I believe that there is no deity save him in whom the children of Israel believe. That means Allah. I believe in him. So now spare me from punishment, he told the angels. And he said, وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I am of those who submit and attest to the prophethood of Musa alayhi salam. Answer was given to the angels, Al-An, now. So the answer was given to him by the angels, now, Al-An, now, when the unseen realm is visible to you, now you are believing, when iman is invalid. وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ, and prior to witnessing the unseen realm, you had always been rebellious. وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, and you were from those who were corrupt, and yet you seek salvation. You're asking to be spared. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ, ayah number 92. So instead of the salvation you desire, now we shall save your body this day. We will save your body, preserve it. We will not allow it to sink to the ocean bed. And your body will be preserved, لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً, so that you may serve as a sign for those who come after you, and they may desist from being rebellious to Allah. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, despite all of these signs, and we know the body of Fir'aun is preserved till this day as an example, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ, but despite these great signs, the reality is that people are really heedless of our signs. Kuffar. So they continue on their path of rebellion and opposition to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let us do the tilawat of this ruku. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَى إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ عَلَى خَوْفٍ مِّن فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِمْ أَن يَفْتِنَهُمْ
وَإِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنتُم مُّسْلِمِينَ فَقَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِّلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين وأوحينا إلى موسى وأخيه أن تبوأ لقومكما بمصر بيوتا واجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة وبشر المؤمنين وقال موسى ربنا إنك آتيت فرعون وملأه زينة وأموالا في الحياة الدنيا ربنا ليضلوا عن سبيلك ربنا اطمس على أموالهم واشدد على قلوبهم فلا يؤمنوا حتى يروا العذاب الأليم قال قد أجيبت دعوتكما فاستقيما ولا تتبعان سبيل الذين لا يعلمون وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتبعهم فرعون وجنوده بغيا وعدوا حتى إذا أدركه الغرق قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك آية وإن كثيرا من الناس عن آياتنا لغافلون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاكم الله خيراً